Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth, straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden. I'm working
at... An Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents, for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, hello, everybody. Chuck Meyer, Julie Hayden. This is the Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show, Truth Straight Up.
Brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture, and Chinese Medicine. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Happy New Year to everybody. We had a great Christmas here.
Great Christmas.
Great Christmas here.
Brand new TV.
That's right.
That was supposed to be much bigger, but it ended up being the same. It still looks beautiful.
Thank you for putting that out there, Chuck.
Okay.
It was a great Christmas. Want to talk about, though, there was an amazing column up in the Conservative Treehouse. If any of you don't look at the Conservative Treehouse, it's a great website.
Sometimes it has, it has some really great, other times it doesn't agree.
Yeah, I don't agree with everything he says.
But he called Ron DeSantis being what he was early on, just kind of a shill of the Sea Island billionaires. But he had some things wrong. He thought that Robert Kennedy Jr. the CIA plant.
And maybe he is, but he's certainly gone undercover. But he had a great one up now, and basically the gist of it is, and it's something we've talked about on the show, but he just really laid it out. And he was saying, there's been all this talk of the divide, the split within the MAGA movement and all of that. And he said, there is no split. He said, and what's happening is not organic. It's a specific plan by the Uniparty establishment. They know Donald Trump is going to be gone in 2028. And so this is, they're positioning themselves now. And the party is going back really to what it kind of was before, with the Uniparty Rhino establishment people and then the MAGA people. I mean, before, I guess it would have been more the populist wing, the grassroots wing.
Well, it was the Tea Party.
Right.
And before the Tea Party, not so much, but I can't real, Pat Buchanan maybe a little bit. You did have the more conservative portions of the party versus the kind of the Bushes, which are the ultimate.
Well, and that's why all of a sudden you see, the resurgence of Jeb Bush. All of a sudden you see Mike Pence, right?
Mike Pence. Am I more worthless than Mike Pence?
No.
So he started a new foundation because we all know a new think tank.
Shows how desperate they are.
Pence think tank is an oxymoron. The brilliant guy. And all of a sudden, all these people from the Heritage Foundation are heading over to talk with Mike Pence because he can give them a lot of brilliant ideas.
Trying to make it, they being the Uniparty establishment, it's part of their plan. And they did it with the Tea Party, back in 2012.
And the Koch brothers really took it over.
Yeah. And what they want to do is they create wedges, right? They create wedge issues, and then those wedge issues become litmus tests, so to speak. So are you MAGA or not? And what we're talking about, things like Israel, it's like, why all of a sudden Israel's all over the place? Qatar, right? I mean, how much time did you spend thinking about Qatar, before the past few months? You've got Mike Pence going up there. You've got some of the Republicans fighting about Epstein documents, all the while ignoring the real Epstein story, which is the connections with the deep state and the CIA and intelligence communities. But you've got all these shiny objects, and those are, according to the Conservative Treehouse, and I believe this to be true, those are specifically created, and there's a plan and a scheme to put those out there and to kind of blow it all up out of proportion. And each side has their influences, so to speak. You've got, the people like a Mark Levin. You've got Laura Loomer, people like that who are with the Uniparty establishment. These are the people who are going to be pushing Ron DeSantis, that he feels, and I do too, right? Then on the other side, you have really the MAGA people. And Marjorie Taylor Greene, I think her split was part of this too, right? I think maybe, but she might just be crazy.
She went insane.
But still, all of a sudden you have that going on. And then you have, and it's going to be, I think, a Ron DeSantis versus a J.D. Vance kind of battle. And the conservative treehouse said one of the things that they're doing, you'll notice, is they're using these wedge issues, right? So you got to be on one side or the other. And if you don't do this, then you're not MAGA. Or if you do do this, you are MAGA. And he's like, all of that's nonsense. We know what MAGA is, right? Donald Trump and Donald Trump policies are MAGA. And it doesn't have to be 100%. You don't have to agree with everybody 100% of the time. But the other thing he's saying is they use the influencers to push it. So now all of a sudden you've got Candace Owens fighting with, you know, with Erica Kirk. You've got Mark Levin, Tucker Carlson, all of these people. The MAGA influencers would be, I think, people like Steve Bannon, maybe Tucker Carlson, maybe Megyn Kelly. And the turning point battle, he said, is an interesting one because it was clear the young people, and then the Turning Point USA has a great reach into young people. That's a great outreach. That's a great get out the vote effort, all of that. And if you're the establishment, you want that. So now all of a sudden you've got to start fighting about, you know, Erica Kirk. Did she hire somebody from Israel to assassinate her husband, which is ridiculous. But that becomes something that everybody's talking about. And his point is, and I believe this is true, and this is what he said, all of this division, so to speak, is seeded, controlled, enhanced, and promoted with very specific intentions. The old guard is rising up to take back control of the GOP. And I think that's exactly what's going on.
Well, I'm not sure it's all the old guard. It is.
No, there's some new old guard people.
It's billionaires. I mean, he called them the CIA on billionaires. We all went to CIA in 2016, including Phil Anschutz, who controls and owns the CIA and sort. And they said, you know, we've got to come up with our own candidate. And they came up with, and they said, wait a minute, what's Trump? And Trump really threatened their uniparty establishment one, that we really want to go around the world with wars. And that worked out great for the two groups. It worked out great for the defense contractors, who the Republican Party, for whatever reason, seems to absolutely love. And also for the state of Israel, who wanted to see its opponents and the dictators and the surrounding countries turn to democracies, which is sort of a joke. But they certainly blew apart entire opponents. I mean, Syria, it used to be Syria and Egypt. Egypt became bought off by the U.S., and Syria has become a failed state.
Well, and again, the division, I guess the way to put it is the division, to a certain extent, was always there. It's just that under Trump, we kind of, you know, we could see the puppet masters, right? Under Trump, it was like the curtain, we were red pilled, the curtain was pulled aside. The Uniparty, I think an interesting sort of wild card in here are the tech billionaires. You have on the Uniparty, Ron DeSantis side, the Ellisons, right? And they have TikTok, I mean, all of that. And then you have Peter Thiel, right? I mean, he's a J.D. Vance backer. But those guys, and they're all kind of fighting for control of the AI future.
Yeah,
those guys probably win no matter what. I mean, because they're going to have to deal with them. But that's what's going on. And each of the influencers, they get clicks. And I guess what I'm saying is they try to make it a big deal. And oh, the Republican Party, we were always divided. It was always the Uniparty Rhino establishment versus the rest of us, right? And it's the same thing in the Democrat Party. I imagine they're going through that too. Look at Michael Bennett and Phil Weiser. Look at, you know, your Bernie Sanders crowd. You know, look at Mondami. And you know, and look at then Michael Bennett, that kind of thing, right? It's a similar thing going on there too. But I think it's important to not let ourselves get distracted by it and jump up and down and say, oh, we must all unify. And we'll get to Colorado in a second. They are never going to unify with us. Okay. They are never going to say, well, I guess this would be bad for my business.
But they will do. And they did it, I think, brilliantly with Ron DeSantis, because I was fooled. I thought Ron DeSantis was great. And I had no idea what Sundance is talking about as being a shill for the...
Well, Ron DeSantis needs money. Right, so he's going to
well,
do
we
the
all
donors.
Money. But I mean, it was, you know, you thought he had, you know, it's always a mistake to believe politicians have principles, because they wouldn't be politicians if they had principles. They wouldn't be successful politicians with principles. But I thought Ron DeSantis was pretty much a Tea Party like conservative and so forth. And you know, all of a sudden I saw that he really was bad news, at least in my mind, is when Trump got indicted by a thing and they invaded Mar-a-Lago. And if DeSantis was really a principled guy, he would have been jumping up and down saying, "This is bullshit. They're trying
But
to indict
instead,
a former president." Instead, he was silent
right,
and
because
said
he
he
thought it was
was,
going to take Trump off the table,
yeah, he
right?
didn't, whether in fact the government is now dictating who gets to be run for president or not, he could care less of it. So all of a sudden you looked at it and kind of, oh, wait, Ron DeSantis, despite everything he did, and he did lots of things that were seemingly great.
But and they were great. But in terms of if he wants to be president, he needs some,
He knew how to adopt, and
right?
most,
Which
and
is what
there's,
politicians do.
well, the very good ones too, and the best one at that these days is Marco Rubio. Marco Rubio seems like he's voted the most successful, admired Republican politician in the cabinet, and
And then the treehouse is interesting. He says, I had my doubts about Marco Rubio, but he's saying and doing, I mean,
he's
his.
always saying because it doesn't his thing. But I can remember in 2010 when I first saw Marco Rubio, he was great
He
on
was a
all the issues,
uniparty. Yeah.
including immigration, in particular with Florida having a large Hispanic population, including Cubans. I thought it was great. And he gets elected. He's a total scumbag. He wants to do the great immigration bill that would have just opened the country up to more and more massive third world immigration. And he only got off of it when it became unpopular enough. He sat on the Senate Intelligence Committee
Yeah.
that came up with the conclusion that Russiagate was real, and that was him. And they constantly came out and signed off. So if you think Marco Rubio is a good guy, he's not. He's a total tool bag. And the one thing about Trump is that Trump really wasn't a politician.
Right.
He told you what he thought, even though it was politically incorrect. I mean, he would change things at times. I'm sure he changed his view on being pro-life or pro-choice, but basically he hadn't had a life of just saying, well, the most important thing is to get reelected, and you can't do anything if you're not reelected. But it's shocking when you people, and I'll give you another one, which is Ted Cruz. I always liked Ted Cruz. Oh, Ted Cruz is great. Back in 2016, before I kind of jumped to pretty early the Trump bagwagon, I was part of the Cruz Patrol. And then we find out he's just part of the Israeli first crowd. I mean, he's ridiculous on it.
And to keep in mind, and I think that this is the thing to keep in mind with all of that, these issues, Israel first, MAGA first, all of that, these are, we just need to remember, these are wedge issues specifically designed, seeded, promoted, and enhanced by the uniparty
The
establishment.
trouble is they're
Well,
true.
let me.
I mean the true wedge issues, because I didn't particularly view it because I,
Let me just
well.
let me finish my thought though. And I think so you just need to always remember that and to keep in mind that this is the same old battle we've always fought, and we as the grassroots, the MAGA people, can't get distracted by arguing about stuff that they're never going to agree with. If we were to resolve those wedge, that one wedge issue, they would come up with another one. Because again, the uniparty establishment's goal between now and 2028 is to divide and conquer the Trump support, right? And they want everybody to go back to that. That's why the Bushes are coming up, like I've said. And I think we have to remember that. And one thing, and then I'll get back to your thought, to keep in mind too, is when they talk about the midterms, that's where you see a lot of controversy about the midterms, right? Everybody's pointing fingers. The Uniparty wants to lose the midterms. If Trump wins, if the MAGA people win the
And
midterm,
2028 was looking better and better, and that's absolutely true. But the thing is, they're smart because they're real wedge issues.
right.
I mean, I never really thought. I mean, I always for Ben Shapiro, I kind of liked him. I wasn't a big fan, but I kind of liked him. Thought he was bright, intelligent, good debater, and other things. Mark Levin, I didn't particularly love. But I never thought that they were kind of really Israelis. I mean, that's what they are.
Well, I
They
think they may
believe
have
in Israel.
become
Well, I think
even
they're.
more so loud now. Again, keep in mind, that's what I'm talking about. This uniparty, they're enhancing it and they're pushing it out there
Well,
through their influencers.
they came across exactly what they were. What was it? It was the question. It's not a question of dual loyalty. It's a question of which of the dual loyalties are you more for? And so they're clearly, if it's choice between the United States and Israel, they're totally Israel. I mean, I always kind of considered, I never really thought about it. I mean, I have an English name, came over, great, 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 great grandparents came over from Great Britain in the 1830s and so forth. So I'm always taking interest in Great Britain and England and
Yeah, you thought
wish
it was
them
sort of a
well.
similar thing,
Yeah, I thought I wished them well, but there wasn't any question between the United States and Great Britain,
Which one mattered more?
which was mattered more. And I always kind of viewed, Israel in a similar way. Well, these don't. These clearly believe that they are Israel first, United States to the extent they can help Israel. And when Mark Levin gets up there saying, we're going to cancel every one of you, and anybody who's a friend of a friend of a friend, we cancel you. We did to Buchanan, which I look back, and they did do it
But
to
here's the thing,
Buchanan.
though. I mean, that again goes back to, as the conservative chair was pointing out, that is the uniparty's strategy, right?
Yeah, it's a strategy,
Divide
but it's a
and
good one.
conquer. Divide. Oh, well, yeah, it's worked forever,
It's
right?
a, I mean,
Divide, conquer,
absolutely,
isolate,
it's a valid
ridicule,
divide.
right?
Yeah, well, one or the other side has to win, and then what happens is what I consider our side, if you want to call it our side, ends up coming up a little bit insane. I mean, Candace Owens, I mean, deciding that it was Mossad that killed Charlie Kirk based on nothing.
Candace Owens isn't on our side. Candace Owens is part of, she's pushing that. Candace Owens is part of the wedge people,
Well, they're
right?
all wedge people, if you want to consider it. Well, and quite frankly, if I had to, what influencer, if that's the right noun, what influencer did I like the best and considered the brightest? And what? It'd be Tucker Carlson. I mean, I love Tucker
That's person
Carlson,
I think is
and
gone.
he's
He's
crazy.
kind of an
He's
outlier. Yeah,
nuts.
he's gonna.
He's
Yeah,
nuts.
he's kind
All
of.
he talks about, and then he says, then somebody said, well, he's Qatar funded. We had Wayne Allyn Root said, he's Qatar. He's owned by the Qataris. Oh, that's so ridiculous.
And again.
And then next day he comes on and said, well, the Qatar doesn't pay anything. I'm gonna buy my new home there though, because this is everybody. We love that Qatari weather, and we'll be heading over. It's so convenient to get to. Just pick up a flight from Boca Raton and head over to
That's how these things.
Qatar, and you're all set for a great fall season in Qatar. I mean, and some of his things where he would kind of, UFOs are really devils and spirits. And,
It's not a wedge issue. I mean,
well, he is part of
I'm
the
one
wedge
of these,
issue,
right?
and
The
now you see
UFOs.
it as simply a wedge. But all of a sudden, all the people you like have been proven to be a little wacky, and then you on the other side, you have these people like Ben Shapiro saying, if you're not against everybody, and everybody who's even a friend of somebody who isn't totally pro-Israel, you have to be excluded.
My point is, don't listen to that, right? Don't,
Well, you
that's,
can't change it. It's a great wedge issue, and it's good.
I know, but if once you keep in mind saying the only reason they're doing that is that they want us, it's like the Democrats, right? They want us to react to that. They want us to react to, whatever. And we forget, not forget, but we lose focus and we're distracted and we don't focus on what we're actually trying to accomplish here. And I want to move to Colorado because it's happening here in Colorado. And I think it's even more clear in Colorado, because it's been, it's the grassroots rhino split has been so obvious
Yeah.
for well, since Dave Williams, for the past few years, since Dave
Well,
Williams. Well, that's
he's
why he.
involved in that, but no, what it really started out, quite frankly,
No, but Tea
back when
Party.
Governor Owens,
Yeah.
no, Governor Owens said,
Yeah.
hey, I think we ought to change Tabor, do a constitutional amendment
Yeah.
in order to have bigger government. Well, but I thought we were
We were the
not
small
for
government.
bigger. Yeah,
But I think,
corporations is a big
it's
government.
pretty easy to tell who's who, right? Because it's sometimes, like you said, you got Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio. It can be, Ben Shapiro. It can be harder to tell on the national scale, although I think it's going to become more obvious. But in Colorado, here, it's my handy dandy guide, really easy. If you are your grassroots, if you're for opting out of the semi-open primary,
Yes.
and your grassroots, if you're for keeping the assembly and caucus, Those are the two things that the rhinos will waffle on, right? Everybody talks about Tabor. They talk about protecting kids, and everybody except Gabe Evans is for protecting kids. He's for mutilating them. We'll talk about that in a second. Because
Worst
I think
stuff, yeah.
that's part of the, well, that's part of the Uniparty establishment thing. That's
Mutilating kids.
Americans for Prosperity. Like, well, no, that's,
Americans for mutilating
well,
kids.
that's a pharmaceutical. That, we'll talk about that in a second. But I think so. That's how you can tell. So when you have all these people in Colorado, you've got Barb Kirkmeyer running for governor who wants to get rid of the assembly system, right? You've got our Republican Party chairperson, Britta Horn, who supports Barb Kirkmeyer. If you support Barb Kirkmeyer, and her push to get rid of the assembly and caucus system, which is where the grassroots, the only place grassroots really have a vote, have a voice to select a candidate, then if you support them, then you're a Uniparty rhino swamp person. It's that simple. If, on the other hand, you are opposed to the opt-out, then again, you're a Uniparty rhino swamp person. If you, and this has gotten kind of coming bigger, and we've talked about this a lot, the billionaires in Colorado, Phil Anschutz and Kent Thierry, are sort of joining forces to push this jungle primary scenario. They want it in place.
Along with Dick Wadhams and
That's how you
other
can tell.
people,
That's
yeah.
right. Dick Wadhams, Advance Colorado, you know, is going to start getting involved in that.
John
You've got John
Caldera.
Caldera, Jimmy Sangenberger,
Jimmy Sangenberger!
Eric Sonderman. All of these people are pushing the jungle
We don't
primaries.
like parties. They're too
Yeah,
divisive.
exactly. And here's the thing, what they want then, because it goes back to, it kind of goes back to the Mitt Romney, Hillary Clinton, is would there really have been much difference? You know what I mean? If you're a billionaire, when you look at it.
If you're a billionaire.
And that's
The
what,
rest of us, yes, but if you're a
yeah, but if
billionaire,
you're a billionaire, you
not
know,
so much.
you have, yeah, if you're a pharmaceutical company, you know, do you really care about, you know, Mitt Romney, Hillary Clinton? You can work with both, right?
Yeah.
And that's the kind of political system they want in Colorado. They want to create a jungle primary. In a jungle primary, the only people who will end up be your choice in the general election will be two Democrats. And there'll be two.
Or a Republican, it doesn't really matter. They'll put an R on the name, and they'll give them all the money, and they won't
Right.
have no part having no party organization that won't have worked with Republicans. They won't have been brought up with Republicans. They won't have been doing anything else.
Right. They will
And
simply be puppets, basically.
yeah, you get your puppet, and you decide which year, you know, do you decide Barb Kirkmeyer, or decide I don't know who's going to be the Democratic one, I guess. Bennett, or they actually have the Democratic had a choice.
Right.
We won't. We'll have a choice.
Well, that's because we have an assembly. Well, we don't know, right? I mean, Britta Horn has been putting out things saying, okay, all your county chairs by January 2nd, you have to let me know your dates. Meanwhile, she hasn't set a date or a location for the assembly. And again, as we've talked about in the show, I think that part of that, they being the rhinos, would be totally happy if this year's assembly and caucus system was a complete cluster, because that's what they
Oh,
want.
and they'll get their
And
wish.
that, yes, and they will.
They will get their
They will
wish.
get their wish, and then they'll turn around and say, "See, we told you we need the jungle primary." And so, what's interesting with this election, and Dr. Donna, well, I will get to that, is that why we have Victor Marx running for governor? I don't know about Victor Marx. I think we have. That's why we have Barb Kirkmeyer running for governor, right? And I think, and that's why we have people like Scott Bottoms.
On the good side.
Yet running for governor, right? You've got guys kind of like Greg Lopez, who I like, you know, I think he, you know, who knows how all of that is going to come out in the
Basically, a great
wash.
guy,
Yeah,
you
Mark
know.
Basely, Victor Marx, and Joel Altman entered the race.
I never saw that. Did he really enter
Yeah,
the
he did
race?
enter the race. Victor Marx, I don't know what to make
Julie,
it.
for governor.
Really, Michelle.
We need Julie for
Like
governor. What do you say, guys? What
24
do you say
people.
we bring Julie out for governor?
Victor Marx, I think, seems to have decided that he wants to run for governor, so he is. He doesn't seem to have particularly, he's waffled on
Well,
Tina Peters.
wasn't that waffle? Didn't he indicate he would not give her a pardon, or did he take that back?
He might commute her sentence. It's like, what's.
Who told you that'd be a good stand?
Yeah,
Who
it's.
that'd be? Who told you? Given who you're not going to get the petition on one. So if you're going through the assembly, which is 90%, 95% pro Tina, to go waffling on that one?
Yeah,
Whoa,
you know, so, and I don't know,
yo.
Victor Marx, I don't know This is just my personal thing. I mean, it seems like he doesn't seem to have a lot of firmly held beliefs and principles. I mean, say what you like. I disagree with all of Barb Kirkmeyer's, but she at least has them, right? Scott Bottoms has them, and he's been, voting on them. He's been showing us who he is for years and years and years. Victor Marx, I don't know. I kind of think it's kind of tricky when you have somebody who's openly talked about killing people, that he killed people, not about killing people, that he killed people, that he has been diagnosed with bipolar, all of that. It's like, I just personally, I'm not sure that's what I would want for governor. And you kind of see some of the people who were initially really out there strongly for him. You don't see them all over the place for Victor Marx. So he's, I think, a wild card. Yeah, you see, Dr. Donner sees him as a spoiler. He waffled, but
Well,
he
it's a
had it.
spoiler for Scott Bottoms. And Republicans can't win statewide office in Colorado. So, it's hard to get really excited about who's going to be our candidate when the candidate can't win.
Right. Yeah. So
And
that's
I have no idea why all the people want to run for governor. I mean, I want to run and lose for governor.
well,
Okay, good.
then
Can we
if you're
do
Barb
it?
Kirkmeyer, she might be positioning herself
Oh,
for
Barb
CD4.
Kirkmeyer, yeah.
And Gabe Evans, I don't know, he's not doing ex
Crazy Gabe Evans.
get yeah.
Hey, Evan, I mean, honestly, I thought Gabe Evans was it. He was just kind of this moderate, semi-conservative guy who he's a cop, and that's not a Mensa
You
test.
wouldn't
And
think that cops would be for child. What we're talking about is he was one of four Republicans who voted basically against the Protect the they it was a different name, but Protect the Children Act that would have prohibited sexual mutilation of
the
children.
children, yeah.
And he kind of went on the Jeff and Bill show to say, well, something about doctors' licenses being revoked or suspended. It's like, I don't know if he made a mistake. I don't know if he was paid off by the pharmaceutical companies. You'd think. I mean, Jeff Hurd and Jeff Crank are also owned by Americans for Prosperity. They didn't vote for that. So I don't know what Gabe was thinking there. Oh, okay. Yeah. And Dr. Donna, and his story about Victor Marx regarding shrapnel that he related in his trailer shootout would not be possible. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff about Victor Marx. I know if I'm a Democrat, I'm really hoping he gets a
Why? What do
nomination.
you care?
Well, he's still not going to win, but it would be,
I mean, you don't care if it's him or Barbara Walters.
Barbara
Barbara
Kirk.
Walters,
Barbara
Barbara Kirkmeyer,
Kirkmeyer.
same person, really.
And bottom line for all of this, because we want to talk about the Somalia stuff, is just keep in mind that once again, they being the uniparty establishment and the people who you can now start to see are their mouthpieces, are their influencers, when they're talking about when they're pushing and pushing and pushing this wedge issue, and then saying, it's a litmus test, you have to do this, you have to do that, or and then they say, oh, you're not MAGA. It's all a psyop, basically, trying to get us to divide and conquer and conquer.
Sundance's thing is that MAGA is going to be JD Vance, and if you're a candidate other than JD Vance, you're probably, even though no matter what you say, what you argue, and so forth, you're probably going to be a uniparty candidate, even if you come across as extremely conservative, extremely grassroots, you won't be. And I have no idea where JD Vance stands on issues, but I think, will he become a kind of a George H.W. Bush after Reagan? I don't know, but I think he's probably our only hope. And
Right.
I'm
Again,
sure
it's the best way to put it. He's probably after Trump. I mean, everything tragic. There is no Trump after Trump, right? And so, but he's our, I think right now he's our best hope. And who
Yeah,
knows?
and he'll sell us out. I mean, I expected Trump to sell us out. I mean, I fully expected after he won, he'd sell us out. And shockingly, although he waffled at times, like on the Paris Climate Accords and some other ones, he eventually sounded on the right side. And then his second term, I think he's
It's
been
ultimately
largely
been when you
great.
think of, yeah, it's been great. So, and keep in mind also too, the Uniparty, again, right now their big thing is they don't really, like I said, they'd be happy to lose the midterms because that would hurt the MAGA party. They don't really care if a Democrat wins. If they had their choice between a Democrat and JD Vance, they would rather have the Democrat win. So keep that in mind too. It's not like, and again, just like in Colorado, they're the ones who say, oh, you guys are being divisive. You need to side with us. They're the ones who are being divisive, and they're being divisive on purpose.
Divisive people.
Well, no, because they want to split us off, and they want to keep us distracted, and they want to keep us not unified, and they want to keep this arguing going. One thing though,
One.
that pretty much everybody in the Republican Party agrees on, this reporter Nick Shirley did a great job, and I'm sure everybody's seen it now, exposing the fraud at the Somalian daycare centers, where all he did was basically he pulled the records and looked at, okay, these are all the daycare centers that looked like Somali kind of names are getting government grants, and went and knocked on the doors, and lo and behold, there were no doors, right? They were closed. They
No
spelled
kids
learning wrong. There were
show
no
up.
kids. There were nothing, right?
And what's amazing about it, it's a 42-minute video, and I watched it, is that it's nothing new. There's nothing revealing. Well, there's nothing new. You already knew about it. You already knew, but it just brought it back home. It just all of a sudden you're hearing about it as opposed to watching where the learning center, they couldn't spell learning right.
Right. Well, then you go there and there are clearly no kids, right? And
Zero kids.
but Alex Berenson, I mean, other people are talking about, and it's not just the daycare stuff, right?
It's the housing stuff, whatever federal
Alex
program there
Berenson
is.
had a great column talking about the Medicaid fraud. And again, these are all
We don't have
Somalian names.
Medicare,
Well,
Medicaid.
that were there. So the hospitals, you can, how do the hospitals get a certain amount of money? And so what this was, he had the case where somebody showed him it was a kid, right? And the kid needed some kind of special treatment. And the kid, even though the kid lived in a city with numerous hospitals, the kid's family chose a hospital like a state away. So the Uber ride was $2,000 back and forth, right? And whoever booked it got a cut of $738 a trip. And the kid did this day for years, right? Now,
Well,
let me just
it's
finish. There was no kid, right? There was no actual kid getting in a car and driving someplace all day with his family. They were just billing it, and it's that kind of fraud. But it's like you said, when you see it, and I think it came just at the right time,
yes.
because people have been primed through Doge. We've all been primed to believe it, and then you have to say, and again, apparently the Minnesota Star or Tribune Star, whatever, the
Star
Minnesota
Tribune.
Star Tribune, Washington Post, none of the legacy media have covered this, right? And nor do they cover it what's going on. And it is a kind of thing I know from when I was a reporter and we would do daycare stories. I mean, you have to get inspected all the time. Remember we did stories where they get inspected in terms of what color crayons do you have, stuff like that, right? So that the government had to be aware of this, and if you can only guess why they wouldn't have done anything about it. But there seemed to be a lot of money floating around, so I think he did a great job. And now ICE is there, everybody's investigating, and it's spreading to other states too. People are.
Well,
Oh, go ahead,
can I
Jake.
just say one thing?
Uh-huh.
No, I'm driving, so I don't want to be. That video that the kid put out, that little, the younger guy, I don't know if you
Right.
saw it on Rumble.
Yeah.
It has 116 million views.
Oh,
Whoa. 106, that's like
Whoa.
Super Bowl. That's Super Bowl watching,
Right.
And
Right. Yeah.
if I were Kash Patel, I'd have no problem arresting the governor of Minnesota.
Well,
Absolutely
I tell you,
nothing.
they had to have known, Jacob. That's what I was saying. It's like they inspect, as you'd think, at
That's
some
right.
point, a
Yeah.
state worker would have knocked on the door and said, this seems to be an industrial warehouse. They don't have
Yeah.
a playground. There's no one here. I haven't seen any kids come and go at all,
Well, and you haven't seen any food. You can't test the food for nutrition.
Right. No, I
It
mean,
just there's a little bit. Yeah. I can tell you when you know they're serious, and they will not be serious. It's not Yeah. when they indict or Waltz, because he's just a retard. But it's when, in order to steal billions, you need thousands. You can't just be a few. You can't just,
Yeah, a
you
few people,
need.
you mean? Yeah,
Yeah,
you need
well, I
people.
mean, for example, all the families who said, "Oh yeah, my kid's autistic." Yeah, you're not going to treat him, but I'll take part of the cut. Well, you're defrauding the federal government, and you ought to be fined or sent to prison for a month or something. So if they're
Use
honest about
the
it, they've got
incentive.
78 indictments and six more. That's a joke, right? I mean, that
Right.
means that most people got away with it, and there are 78 schmucks who didn't. So they'll go to jail for a little while. But just ask yourself,
that this man, Waltz, almost became the vice president of the
Oh.
United States.
Yeah, well, think of the scams and the fraud that I mean, they wouldn't even it's unimaginable what would have happened there. No, Jacob, you're
Well,
right.
but
Yeah.
it's
Okay. Bye.
okay.
Thank you,
Thank you,
sir.
Jacob.
Drive safe. Well,
But it's if thousands are arrested, not
right.
78 and 85 and 6 and 12. If you're really going after it, rather than just pretending you're going after it, is that you'd arrest thousands, but they don't want to arrest thousands of Somalis, and because that would look
That would be
bad, so they
bad.
won't do it.
Right.
So before they weren't going
You
to,
report on that, right? Yeah, they the Washington Post would be all over that. But the
So it's bullshit. As long as the federal government's going around arresting dozens,
right.
because it takes thousands to steal billions, and huge numbers of people had to participate and help out and really be part of
What is
it,
the name's?
and you auto arrest all of the federal employees or state employees who are supposed to do in the
Right,
inspections.
that would be easy to do, right? You would just read the inspector's thing, right? And say the inspector
Arrest
would have
those
to check.
people. So
Yeah.
you'd arrest a lot of people. It should be. And so, Kash Patel and Pam Bondi, because they're dumb people, and who knows, that they think, oh, we'll just put on a show, and the
Yeah.
show is 78 people. I mean, it's just a joke.
It's
It's
well.
just a joke. And so it was,
Well, and it'll continue. I mean, it's still going on in other places too. It'll continue until I think, and you hit it right. You need to make it risky. It's kind of like drug dealing, right? If you're just buying drugs and you're not gonna, even if they find like personal use amounts on you, I mean, you're not going to worry about buying drugs. And same thing, if you don't, there has to be a risk associated with doing that, and there is no risk to them. And
Well,
so. Well, the one thing I was going to say is too, it makes you wonder about, sort of this rise in autism, right? All of a sudden you realize all these people are making billions of dollars for having autistic children. Yeah. Actually, as it turns out, there is no rise in autism. Well, I don't know, but I mean, there is no rise in autism. There's simply a rise in the claims of autism because people are getting paid a pretty penny for it. But
And
they're.
quite frankly, in the degree of ripped offness is unbelievable. But the basic concept has been around for a long, long, long time. I was born in New York City, brought up there for part of my life, and one of the things they have are these Hasidic communities in Brooklyn, Crown Heights, and so runs. None of the males work. None of the males work, or at least they don't work other than they have stores that sell to other Hasidic Jews, and they have clothing store, but it's all just for the community itself. They don't work outside of the community at all. And how do they get money? How does the system that spreads the money? They're all on welfare, every last one of them. Every last one of them. They can't get jobs. Quite frankly, they study the Torah and the Talmud endlessly, and that doesn't get you a good job. That you might as well do gender studies because that has no one outside of it, and they also are not that good at English because they often do it in Yiddish or in Hebrew or in something else. So they have these thousands of Hasidic Jews in Brooklyn that have been ripping off the system ever since end of World War II when they came over the country. And the only difference is that the whole thing that pigs get fat and hogs get slaughtered, the Somalis took it to a new level. The Hasidic Jews say, when they said, okay, we have these kids. Well, they did have kids. I mean, maybe they exaggerated it by
There
some
was an
year.
actual daycare.
Yeah, well, because they had their own kids in it, and so it's nothing new.
Well, they are defrauding, defrauding.
Nobody want, and they've all voted very much in block, just like the Somalis. In fact, you're kind of surprised the Somalis didn't take lessons from the Hasidic communities in Brooklyn, but it's the same thing.
One thing I want to talk about too is, and I again remember years ago doing stories about con artists, and I think then at the time it was Nigerian con artists. It was organized crime rings, right? And they were con artists. And I remember the cops explaining this to me, and somebody recently tweeted this, and it perfectly summed it up. This was a person who said they were American and they worked for contractors, military contractors, and things like that overseas. And they said, and mostly in central. Asia, and they said, and in Africa. And the guy was saying, you know, it was unbelievable the number of times he would be offered a bribe or the fraud. And he said, you got to understand that this fraud and bribery is kind of a European Western concept, that in some of these cultures, the idea of fraud doesn't exist in the way that we think of it, fraud against the government. I mean, these people look at it and it's a cultural thing. It's like it's their tribe, right? It's like they don't feel that there's nothing culturally prohibiting them. And in fact, it's encouraged. It's like if the government is willing to give you $1 billion for you and your family and your tribe, so to speak, you take it. And you're stupid if you don't. Only in the Western world we'd be like, well, that would be wrong. It's like, you know,
Well, but
well.
the problem, and I lived in Mexico for a while, and if you wanted to get any kind of governmental act, you had to pay somebody. But at least it was straightforward. You kind of go, okay, you want this license, this thing, give me $100, and you give $100 and you get the license. In the United States, what they do, like they did for the former mayor of Denver and so forth, he would give him all these favors, and after he got up out of office, he's on all these boards, they're paying him retro.
Oh, the bribes
Retro
are, yeah.
is considered legal,
Well,
and the other is considered. But one of the stupid things, the Anti-Corruption Act. Remember when the beautiful moronic Democratic Congress can said, okay, you can't take bribes if you're a U.S. country. It's illegal in the United States. You can't do business in many countries without those bribes. You can't do anything without those bribes. So what you have to do is you have to set up another company that does the bribes, takes the bribes, and then you hire them
and that's
for it. But
right.
the idea that you're going to impose on every American company a obligation to live by some rule set of rules is doing, but I don't know how much billions that cost us, but it's typical, kind of like, oh, we don't want our companies bribing other companies.
And again, it goes back to it's a cultural thing. It's not considered, it's a cost of business, right?
Yeah.
And I think the same thing. I think that, and that's sort of culturally, and this got so Chuck and I were talking previously, and that gets to a point of when you have the Democrats encouraging people to not assimilate into the West, to come live in a Western
Sure.
country, but don't assimilate into the Western
Well,
culture.
that's what Hasidics were. And we praise them, we love them. You can see, and they're kind of an interesting group and dress interestingly and certainly have a kind of a funky deal and so forth, but they didn't assimilate and it was fine. They haven't assimilated and it's been 70 years.
With this fraud situation, I think that's part of the problem too, is that again, I think culturally for them, this it does not look the same to them as it would to say you or I. And and I think two things. One, it's not going to change until we go back to the idea of if you're going to live in the United States and you want to be an American, it is important to assimilate into the culture of the country that you and your family are going to be living in going forward. And secondly, if you're the government, you need to crack down on all of these people who are using the loopholes to commit the fraud. You got to recognize, like you said, it's human nature. If there's a loophole there, someone's going to go through it, right? And so you have to crack down on that.
Well, here's one of the problems we have, and you heard it from Charlie Kirk, and you heard it from lots of others. Charlie Kirk was particularly bad. We're against the illegal immigration. We love immigration. We're a nation of immigrants, and therefore, that diversity, the million plus we invite in this country every year from all over the world, and so that's just well, that's the Somalis. That's the group you're allowing in, Afghan, which are Muslims, and other ones. The idea that legal immigration is great is insane. I mean, Charlie Kirk wanted to give, and here's another great one. That's why I kind of hated Charlie Kirk, though he did great work in some ways. He said, okay, I think we've got a green card to anybody who graduates from India or China or whatever from a university in the United States. In fact, he thought we should have been 50 million Indians in the United States. Well, that's a little good. Thank you, Charlie. That'd be a great idea. But finally, and this is the only good part, there's some people saying maybe do we really want immigration? Why do we want immigration from third world countries? They bring in what? And if we don't do that, we want to do massive immigration from India and China. So you get the very poorest, and also you take the top jobs. which leaves what's
Well,
left
I
for Native
think
Americans?
you wanna have policies similar to what other countries have, right?
Well, which country? You don't want to be Great Britain. They're a
No,
big
no, no, not
nation.
Great Britain, but and I think that's just something to think about,
Hungary, yes. Hungary, yes.
in all of this, and that is that when you basically as a country are willing to just throw away, not the
Everything.
Democrats, your identity, your values, and say, well, everyone else, we have to go by their values. It's like, well, this is what
No.
happens, right? And I
Well,
think.
they do know this happens, and therefore it's very hard to see how the United States doesn't, in a short period of time, become destroyed. I mean,
It's a
it's
little
very
negative, Chuck, of going into a new year. I think. I don't think
what?
it's going to happen in 2026.
Well, you
Maybe not.
probably may not be right. You may not be right.
Very. But I think that's a story that's just interesting and is gonna it'll die down. But I think like as Jacob
Well, in other
pointed
words,
out, the
just
number
about
of youth.
part is he discovered nothing new, nothing at all. We've been getting all these reports, and we've actually been getting things on the Somali fraud since 2018 and so forth.
Yeah,
But
no.
just seeing it, just watching these people just rip everybody off for billions, for billions.
That's like
I mean, so it isn't like 100. You know. At least the ascetics, you know, 1,000. They weren't greedy about it. They didn't drive around in big expensive cars. They didn't buy properties all over
well,
the
the
place.
other thing is
I
too,
mean,
you look
but
at
this is just or ship
and
millions
then the
back.
remittance, right? I mean, they were sending it all back to Somalia, not
Oh,
all,
they're doing remittances.
right? Yeah.
They had a story on Fox, wherever it was, in Minnesota, where literally this woman said they'd open up suitcases and there'd be $1 million in there to head off to Mogadishu. So they go, whoa, and they'd call some over some law enforcement officer, and they'd check with whoever checked. Nope,
No, it's going back
no
there.
problem.
No problem there.
Sounds
So,
good. And you are allowed to ship money overseas, but there would be an investigation. But no, and
you'd
so.
think that someone would want to tax it. So, hey, well, listen, that has
Well, it
been.
doesn't say I wasn't taxed.
Well,
Only got
maybe they had
$1 million.
another suitcase for the
Yeah, tax
to pay
money.
taxes on
There
it.
you
So
go.
they took back it, and then they paid Democrat politicians
Well,
off.
they did pay for them. That's the key to the whole deal.
Right. That's why
That's
it went up
which
as
circular
long as
route. But I think it's well, for first time, I think for first time is that there's at least some discussion of what kind of immigration. Ever since there was that 85 Act by Cuellar and others, somebody else, sort of Ted Kennedy saying, "Yeah, Europeans, we don't want those. We want those mutton yard tribesmen." The first time they've kind of, well, maybe we ought to look at our immigration policies and do we really benefit from millions coming in that don't assimilate at all? And the answer is no, and you're destroying the country. And so that's encouraging. At least there's some people kind of going, wait a minute,
looking
maybe.
at that. So that's going to wrap it up for us today. This has gone fast. I want to say thank you to everybody on Zoom, all the great guys at BBS. We're going to be off on Wednesday, and then Mark Poff is filling in for us on Monday. He's always got great shows. And then we're back again for the rest of the year on
Rest of the year,
Wednesday.
we'll never go anywhere.
So happy New Year, everybody.
Yay.
I think, in spite of Chuck, I think 2026
It'll be great
is
if you're a
going to
Somali.
get
This will be a
joyous.
great to get your Somali cousins together
It's going to
and
be
rip off the
a great,
government for a
joyous,
bit.
blessed year.
There you go.
All right. Thank you, everybody. We'll
Bye.
see you
Take care.
next year.
See you next year in Somaliland.
Thank you very much. Have a great evening.
Thanks. You
Bye.
too. Bye, everybody.